Karen Levy is my next guest. Karen Levy was born in Israel. She spent most of her childhood traveling between her native land and the United States. Commuting between these two countries and having a keen eye for detail have afforded Levy the knowledge necessary to recount the immigrant experience in a candid style. Following her military service, Karen Levy pursued her studies in the United States, where she earned a BA in comparative literature from UC Davis and an MA in English and creative writing from Sacramento State University, where she teaches composition and interpretation of literature. Her work has appeared in Welter Magazine, So to Speak, and Blue Moon Literary and Art Review, as well as The Meadow. She lives in Davis, California, with her husband and two children, and her book, coming out early next month, is My Father's Gardens. It's available for pre-order now at Amazon.com and will soon be in bookstores throughout Davis and the Central Valley. I'm very pleased that Karen Levy could join me on the radio show once again. Karen, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And congratulations. I've heard sections of this book read at open mics and at events supporting the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review. How gratifying it must be to have a publisher, a publication date, and as far as I understand, copies of the actual book in your hand.
Yes, copies of the actual book arrived exactly a week ago, and it was pretty spooky and kind of scary, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
That it actually happened. This is a personal writing, a memoir, and while I would imagine most writers want to see their writing in print and dream of it, it actually happened, and now it's a little scary that my diary, in a sense, is out there for the world at large.
Well, it certainly is a brave act to write a memoir. We know that, for instance, Mark Twain's autobiography, he directed his estate not to let the book be published until 100 years after his death, at which time he would be absolutely positive that all the people named would not be alive and could not complain about what he has to say.
A smart man.
Yes. But you're obviously taking some risks, as any memoirist does, in writing a book about your own life, your childhood, and about some people who might see their names in print.
Yeah, the people who will see their names in print have all given their permission to see their names in print. We made sure of that. It was interesting, though, to see what happens when you ask people for their permission and how reluctant some of them may be, and the others wanted to know exactly what had been written about them and so on and so forth. So I did end up having a handful of names. And at some point, I was reading through this reads like fiction now because I don't know who that is.
Right, right.
An interesting process.
Could you say something about the title, My Father's Gardens?
My Father's Gardens came about because my father still is an avid gardener and passed that passion on to me. And I realized as I was traveling between my two worlds, I always seemed to take a little sample with me. I think this got me in a little trouble last time we spoke. But I slowly but surely transplanted parts of his various gardens in mine here. And as I look out, I can actually point at certain plants and say, okay, that came out of my father's garden, and that tree over there was my father's as well. So I have a little piece of Israel here in Davis.
Oh, that's wonderful. And must be gratifying to you because of the memories that you associate with those plants or plants like them from your childhood and young adulthood.
And absolutely. Every single one of them has some memory for me. There's a quat tree that he pulled out when it was tiny enough to fit into a soda can. And here it is giving fruit, and fruit that I've introduced my children to, and they all know it.
That's wonderful. And so moving forward, it must be interesting, you mentioned your children, about having a version of family stories that they've probably heard for years in print that they can review. It's almost like it codifies and you know, adds a kind of material justification to the stories and the lessons that you've been sharing with them for years.
To a certain extent, yeah, some of it they may never have heard of before, and this may be their first as well. And, some events that had to be explained to them prior to the book's arrival, so that they'd all be clear on what they would find between the pages. So some of the stories are familiar, absolutely, while others will be new to them, as they will be to everybody else.
Right, right. Karen Levy is my guest, and she's the author of a new book called My Father's Gardens. And it is available for pre-order now. It'll be published next month. And Karen, do you have any local appearances planned to let people know about your book and give them a taste of it?
Yes, we have quite a few actually lined up. Starting April 12th, where I was invited to Beit Shalom, Jewish congregation in Carmichael, that is graciously hosting me during their services. And then on the 20th, we have the book launch at the International House here in Davis.
I love the iHouse. That's great that you're doing it there.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate to be in an international house, considering it was an international story. So I'm glad that worked out at the 20th. And then B'nai Israel is hosting an event that night. And then 2 days later, the Avid Reader on the 20th of April will have a reading book signing. And then, as if April wasn't packed enough already, we have the 28th. I was invited to participate in the Heritage Festival in Sacramento. That's Sunday, April the 28th. And then there is one more, and that is in June. There is the first annual University of the Pacific Conference on Creative Writing, June 14th to the 16th. That's promising to be a very interesting event as well, workshops and guest speakers and such.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that earlier, and really I'm looking forward to participating in that event as well. That's June 14th to the 16th at University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. And local author John Lasqua is going to be the keynote speaker at that event.
Yes.
I know that he, too, has a book coming out. The Ophelia Cut is coming out in mid-May, if I remember correctly. And so people will have a chance to hear John read from that book and to hear you read from yours and to hear me read from mine. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good.
Well, when we come back from hearing this public service announcement, I'm hoping, Karen, that you'd be willing to read a short excerpt from the book so that we can get at least a taste of My Father's Gardens.
I would love to. Thank you.
Sure. You're listening to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Karen Levy is my guest, and she is an Israeli-born author, memoirist, and her new book is My Father's Gardens. The book comes out next month. Reviewers have it in their hands now, and she'll be reading from that book in a great number of venues, including at the first ever annual conference on creative writing at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California, from June 14th to 16th. I'm really looking forward to that event. And so, Karen Levy, what do you want to say about the excerpt of the new book, My Father's Gardens, that you're going to share with us this afternoon?
Well, I chose a vignette titled My Name, since this is a book about homes and alliances and conflictive identities. To make matters worse, I was given a name that is neither Israeli nor American. It's Scandinavian, which obviously I am not.
Interesting.
And it's always given some trouble because of the spelling that my mother chose. So it's a short vignette titled My Name.
Great. Let's hear it.
My name makes little sense in Israel, unless so in America, where even its spelling, K-A-R-E-N, misleads people to incorrect pronunciations. Karen, I repeat, without fail. After every introduction, people leaning forward, watching my mouth like lip readers trying to capture the sound I make as I call out my name. Karen, I repeat, as they smile politely and nod, no closer to understanding. And although in Hebrew my name doesn't make people feel like their mouths are filled with rocks, my third grade teacher still suggests my mother change it to something more Israeli, adding herself to the list of individuals my mother dislikes. I listen to other children's names as they are read in class on the first day of school, tasting them on my tongue like newly offered sweets. Israeli names I translate as they bloom into their definition around me. Vered, pretty as the rose her name describes. Iris, lean and lovely. Dahlia, bright and showy, as she raises her hand in response to the teacher's calling of her name. I should have been a violet, I think to myself, as I shrink into my seat, waiting for my turn to explain, to repeat, to wish away a name that has no explanation in a world where I need to make sense. In America, my envy of others' names grows worse, the field from which my parents could have picked dizzying in its possibilities. Pearl shimmers in the seat across the classroom aisle from me, while Grace drapes herself over the arm of a boy she likes. Dorothy lays claim to the Emerald City, while Elizabeth gets to be Regal or just plain Lizzie when it suits her. Like titles of books in which I search for someone who will tell me how to be me, these names contain the blueprints of their owners, glimpses of potential lives they may one day lead. If only I could have been an Esperanza, filled with hope to carry me through uncertain times, or joy, promising happiness to those I meet. Even a Wendy would do, dreaming at the window until Peter came to whisk me away to his Neverland. My mother should have listened to the Israeli Hofdruck, who argued and refused to accept the name she offered on the day of what she could not when he looked down into the crib where I lay waiting for my story to begin.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
It's compelling how you talk of your story beginning at the very moment that this section of your story concludes. So
yes.
I very much enjoyed that.
Thank you.
And I know that I'm sure the first time you came on this radio show, I introduced you as Karen, and I've done a pretty good job of remembering it since. But it's a conversation I think that you've probably had tens of thousands of times in your life.
Yes, and I most certainly have, and I tried different pronunciations at a party a couple of years ago. I attempted to put the pronunciation differently, the emphasis. I introduced myself as Karen and almost got away with it, but my husband was standing behind me, and he said, "Who?" and ruined the moment. So I haven't tried that again.
He wouldn't let you get away with that.
He would not let me get away with it, no.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, my guest is Karen Levy, and she is the author of a new memoir that we've just heard a section from. It's called My Father's Gardens, and she will be reading from it and from other sections of this new book soon after it is published next month. Remind me of the publication date.
April 6th.
April 6th, and it's available via pre-order now on Amazon.com, and I'm sure you'll make sure that local bookstores such as the Avid Reader have copies as well.
Oh, yes. They've already placed their order.
That's great. Well, Karen, congratulations again on this important accomplishment. Good for you. And I look forward to seeing you at one or more of these events, as well as we've been talking about today, at this writers' conference that's taking place down at the University of the Pacific. And that's right around the corner, coming up in June.
It is.
Excellent. June 14th to 16th in Stockton, California. Well, Karen Levy, thanks again for appearing on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Take care.
Bye.